Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, especially brothers and sisters through Sunshine, and also friends who listen to this homilic recording, may the peace of the Lord be with you. So let us pray. Lord God, we come to you to offer our praises and worship to you. Although there is no peace in the world, we have peace in you. We pray you continually to give us inner peace, health, and joy. If we sin against you, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness of our sins because of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask for your healing for this land, for the world, to heal those infected by the epidemic, to heal our communities, to keep us strong, to live with confidence and have faith in you, and to have hope to look forward to every day. Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel for this Sunday that we will read is the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. The story talks about Saint Thomas, his doubts. Saint Thomas, his doubts can be a basic and comfort for us to challenge God. If God is God, no matter how a person challenges his existence or existing and how to doubt about him, he should not be affected. God will not be afraid of us asking about his ability existing unless he is not God. Thomas doubts, seemingly being told by many people that it was not encouraged. We cannot doubt about God. We cannot challenge God. Well, I personally think that this is not actually totally true. I personally think that sometimes the gospel of Jesus Christ cannot be proclaimed. Maybe it is just because of one, conservative and closed-minded about the view of God. Truth can withstand challenge and doubt because truth will not fail because of doubt or challenge. The Gospel of St. John recorded Thomas the most. The most wonderful recording story, it is in this passage. Thomas doubts the declarations of other disciples. Thomas says, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his sight, I will not believe." Jesus knew what is in Thomas' mind, and Jesus answered his doubts directly when Jesus appeared to him and said, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my sight. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas' immediate response was, "My Lord and my God." This was a faith proclamation. We talk about Thomas' doubts. Yes, he was puzzled. In fact, after he came up from doubt, he was convinced. His proclamations of faith was exciting and awesome. He did not touch Jesus. Jesus only showed to him enough for him to believe, "My Lord and my God." This is to proclaim that Jesus is the Lord and God. He controls life and our life, and he controls everything. If we believe Jesus, without doubt, the blessings we receive are great. This is what Jesus says. Then Thomas also received great blessings also from doubt to complete belief and adoration. The most important key is believe. Sometimes God's work is not carried out according to our time and intentions. If we still have faith and belief, we can see miracles. God's work on earth is ultimately for us to believe in Him and worship Him, so that we can have abundant spiritual life, healthy mind and soul, not just merely physical body. In order that our lives can be a testimony to show and infect others as well. That is why God has the reasons wants us to believe in Him. A person's life is not just material satisfaction and empty soul. If so, this life is no different from a machine. Thomas experienced the resurrected life of Jesus and believed. And finally, according to history, he went to India to preach the resurrected Savior, his gospel, the Lord himself. According to historical records, in the end, Thomas was also martyred for the Lord he believed. Christian martyrdom is not a passive death, but a positive declaration of faith in the vitality and power of the life of God. Unquestionable, we need to wisely live up our life for God. During the last Holy Week, there was a movie free to watch for everyone in the world. After Holy Week, it ended for free. Why was Holy Week playing this movie for free? Well, probably one of the reasons is many people wonder because of the pandemic, as if we have read Thomas' doubts about Jesus. Do we now believe that God works? Is God still speaking there? The film depicts four little girls, Dear's apparition. It was happened in 1961 to 1965. As I quote with Paul or St. Paul, as he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, that he has seen visions. He himself did not know whether he was in unconscious, asleep or awake. What he saw was that he had gone to the third heaven. These four little girls, that time they were like 12 years old, saw miracles appearing in signs and wonder. And the angel spoke to them. When we share this movie at online Zooming fellowship, we all had a hard time believing whether it was true. So this movie is called Only God Knows, Karabanda. Karabanda is a small town in northern part of Spain. We know that one of the serious places that affected by the pandemic, it is in Spain as well. We know that our heart broken more and said, what we can do is just pray, pray for all the other nations in this world. So in order to stop this movement during that time, the bishop ordered the church to stop these four little girls for their exorcist. So what the little girls saw, whether were true, only God knows. Even though there are some history or even the movie recorded that many people has testified and has testimony that they really experienced the miracle, sign and wonder themselves. Anyway, the church so far has stopped it. And the church did say after for several years that although the movement had stopped, it does not conflict with the doctrine of the church. Anyhow, no one can explain the miracles, the apparition. Besides, one has left the world, these little girls are already elderly people. And one of them shared that she continued to follow God faithfully without doubt about God and the church and still believe because the angel told them to have faith in God. So to use and to quote Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, let Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The movie shows the girls never denied Jesus. Instead, were convinced that Jesus is the Lord. This movement is ultimately to build a person's confidence and faith in God. Whether or not this movement not doubtable, only God knows. Similarly, Thomas saw Jesus and his faith has transformed. His enthusiasm, his loyalty, and his commitment to God until death. Only God knows. God knows our hearts. We do not have to be afraid. He came to build our faith to believe in Him so that we do not be afraid. Amen.